Just a moment, sir. Understand this. He'll be right with you.
John?
Yes, sir, Mr. Pheasant.
How are you, my friend?
Fine, fella. Hope you all right, too.
Good. John, hand me this over here, Walter. You've been reading this announcement I made on the letter I'm sending these contractors? I'm sending a letter to all the contractors, the federal government, asking them to be cost-conscious and watch their waste and not overbuy, and McNamara spelling out how he wants to try to save some money. I called you because I'm saying tonight that the President instructed every military officer and every civilian employee associated with procurement and maintenance that his cost consciousness will be given important consideration in determining his efficiency rating, his eligibility for promotion. And cost consciousness, President stated, includes success in achieving savings under present cost reduction programs and in devising and carrying out new ways to reduce manpower cut costs and to increase efficiency operations. Now, I want to ask your committee, invite them instead of discouraging them.
Yeah.
I want to invite them to point out to me, and you come in anytime you want to, any waste that you can find, and any lack of cost consciousness, or any overstaffing, or anything like that. And I want to appeal to you to put some of your staff members on some of these installations. Now, back in 52, we had them go to installations all over the country.
Yes.
And what they did, we borrowed a few reserve officers and had them called active duty, mm-hmm. and just put them at all these installations, just kind of peephole boys, spy boys, and they made reports and it shook the hell out of them. So I want to reduce the expenditures every way I can, try to get this budget down as close to last year as I can.
That's wonderful, fella.
We got over a billion built in, $300 million extra interest and $300 million for the pay bill and
yeah.
veterans pensions and stuff like that. It's gotta be over $1 billion more, but I'm trying to hold it down, and McNamara's helping me. He's just going all out. But I wanted to say it, I talked to you and I talked to John McClellan and I talked to Carl Vinson and I talked to Bill Dawson, government operations, mm-hmm. and tell them that this administration is gonna welcome and compliment and appreciate and be grateful for any committee that'll bring it any evidence of waste.
Well, that's fine. I heartily approve it, and I certainly will cooperate with
you. Now, naturally, we don't want a bunch of harassment and just giving us hell for hell's sake, but we want that dollar that comes up here for a taxpayer to feel like he's getting a dollar's worth of value.
Well, that's fine, old boy. I appreciate it. I'll back you to the limit, too.
Thank you, John.
I want to back you in everything I possibly can.
Give my love to Clara.
Well, that's so sweet. Fine are you, old boy. And give mine to Ladybug.
She's not there with you, is she?
God bless both of you. No, she's not. I'm way down south Mississippi, Lil.
Okay, well, I'm sorry I disturbed you.
No, you didn't disturb me. I appreciate your call.
Okay.
I'll be with you. I'll be in Washington tomorrow noon.
All right. Well, give me a ring.
You call me whenever you need me.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Yes, please.